Many of you are familiar with the great painting by William Hunt in England. The subject matter is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 3. I stand at the door and knock. It's called Jesus, the Light of the World. And you have seen it. And when it first came out, he said God gave him the inspiration to paint this painting. But people right away began to notice there's no doorknob on the door from the outside. Jesus is knocking, but there's no way he can open the door. And the painter said, I deliberately left the doorknob out because your heart can only be opened from the inside. Even Jesus respects our independence and our ability to say yes and our ability to say no. And during this time of Lent, we can focus on that ability to guard our hearts that lies deep within us. And just as we can let the good in, we can also be at a crossroads. Should I let bad stuff out? I remember when I was younger and computers were just coming out, when the 286 processor was a big jump. They used to have a phrase, and some of you may remember, it was called GIGO, right? Garbage in, garbage out. The computer, before artificial intelligence or spell check, whatever you typed in, the computer typed it out. So if you said to your friend, I am writing this letter, you know, you are my best friend, and you wrote, you are my best French fry, that's how it came out. Garbage in, garbage out. When people do bad things to you, when they hurt you, when you have an opportunity to choose, should I be jealous? Should I be envious? Should I be hateful? Should I be vengeful? These are all bad things standing at the door of your heart and knocking. I want to come in. And they can knock all day. If you don't let them in, they're not part of your life. After all, Jesus said, it's not what comes from the outside that defiles a person, but what comes from the inside. However, if you say today, I want to be angry, I want to be vengeful and jealous and hateful and resentful, and you let the garbage in, you know who's going to have to carry the garbage. You will. Don't blame anybody else for the garbage that you take into your heart and develop and cultivate until it becomes part of you. Whatever anyone does for you and to you is on the outside. They can try to hurt you and they can hurt you, but only you can say, I'm going to open this door. I'm going to let this garbage into my heart. And then you know who's going to have to carry the garbage? You will. And you may blame other people. They did this to me. She hurt me. She said this to me. But who has been repeating it all week? I have. I am responsible. The initial hit, the initial bad deed, the initial delivery of garbage was put at my front door. Who brought it into my heart? Who repeated it 1,000 times? There's a beautiful phrase that Jesus says when the apostles ask him, how often should I forgive my brother? 7 times? He goes, no, 70 times 7. Forgiveness is your sentry at the door of your heart saying, I will not let this garbage in. And there will be a defense for garbage, but you were hurt. Why not hurt yourself more? Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? some bad stuff was said to you. Why not repeat it 50,000 times until you're drunk from anger? Makes sense, doesn't it? That's the logic that will try to trick you. But be humble enough at the end of your life, at the end of your day, to say, I am responsible what comes into my heart. All the garbage, I will let it stay outside. My heart is my own and for the people I love and my God. Slava Jesus Christus.